Robert, the ancestors of the Dogon tribe, where did they come from then?
Well, the Dogon say they came from up north, and we know that they came across the Sahara. And so I set about a very lengthy research process to find out who the hell were these ancestors and where did they come from, just as you've asked. And I managed to trace most of the bits and pieces and details of the Dogon information to ancient Egypt, but in fragmentary form. In other words, the Dogon gave the anthropologists a very coherent and consistent account of all the details of what they were talking about, including the orbital period and all of that. And I found most of this information, a little bit here, a little bit there, in fragmentary form, was in existence in ancient Egypt. And so what seems to have happened is this, that at some time, a group of religious zealots were driven out of Egypt, whose chief god was Amun, and they made their way, first of all, to the oasis of Siwa, which is on the Egyptian-Libyan border, and then they were driven into Libya, where they became known at the time of the ancient Greek historian Herodotus as the Garamantes tribe, and they were driving around in chariots and were quite fierce warriors. And then they were driven further and further west and further south, and they went from oasis to oasis and finally migrated down into Africa and intermingled with the locals, but they kept these traditions. Now, the god of the Dogon tribe is called Amma, A-M-M-A, Amma, which is basically the same as Amun, or Amun.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And that's the name of their god today. And so they seem to have been a group who were religious purists of a priestly nature, who believed that only by leaving Egypt at some moment of crisis, which can't have been later than the New Kingdom, and may well have been earlier, we don't know, that they thought that they could only preserve the true secrets of Sirius by emigrating in order to preserve it intact without contamination by some religious change. This could have happened during the reign of Akhenaten. We don't know. We'll never know. But this seems to have been the motivation. And in ancient Egypt, the star Sirius was of fundamental importance and was identified with the goddess whose name was Isis. And the rising of Sirius, which is an astronomical phenomenon, was New Year's Day for the Egyptians. Their calendar, their sacred calendar, was based entirely upon the star Sirius, not on the sun and the moon. Of course, they had solar and lunar calendars as well, as the Dogon do. The Dogon even have a Venus calendar. They've got four calendars. And all of this information seems to have been brought from ancient Egypt. So if you're wondering, where did the extraterrestrials land, there's your answer.
Well, and it makes you wonder then about the true significance of the pyramids, for example, if things occurred in that area a long, long time ago.
That's true. And this gets us into many other issues, but I'm not the shy type, so I have attempted to tackle this. But as you notice, George, I'm so bashful, I can barely bring myself to speak to you.
I like you, Mr. Temple.
I like you too, George, even though we're on opposite sides of the ocean. People will talk if we go on like this.
Well, let me tell you, though, I could talk to you for hours. You know, as long as this program is, believe it or not, 3 hours with you, this is something that we could talk about for the next 50 years. It is just fascinating. Did the tribe ever leave behind any, when you're talking about hieroglyphics, did they leave behind any symbols or drawings of what they said or believed these extraterrestrials to be, or their craft?
Yes, many. A lot of this is reproduced in my book. First of all, they do very detailed sand drawings of the orbital situation of the Sirius system you know, showing the planets and the stars and all the orbits, by the way, are elliptical, not circular, so they've got that right. And they also do pictures of the beings who they say were aquatic. And they give very, very precise physical descriptions of them. They were air-breathing, but aquatic. So they were a bit like dolphins or whales, but they were a bit larger than humans, but not that much larger. And they had fish tails, but they weren't fish, because, you know, fish don't breathe air. They've got gills. So these are more like dolphin creatures.
Now, how did they get here?
Well, the Dogon describe this in the most intriguing way. First of all, they describe their landing vehicles, which are descriptions precisely like landing vehicles that we would have to land on the moon or Mars today. That is, with the roaring sound and the raising the dust and the fire coming out of the bottom, which goes out after it lands, and all of that, which would be your standard everyday landing craft, which I suppose even very futuristic space explorers would still use to come down and land on a planet with an atmosphere, a normal rocket sort of arrangement. But they say that when these beings, who they call the Nomo, first appeared, there was a new star appeared in the sky. And they appeared to describe a geosynchronous orbit because it remained in place. They call it the star of the 10th moon. And then when the Nomo left, that star disappeared. So this appears to be a mothership in geosynchronous orbit during the course of the visitation that they are describing. And then from that, they would have disembarked in these landing craft. And they describe and do drawings of the landing craft and show all the fire and smoke and everything.
All right, now, if they look dolphin-like, did they have arms, and how do they move around?
Well, the arms are described as being without elbows. So, in other words, they are more flexible than our arms, and they breathe through breathing holes in the area of what we call the breastbone or the clavicles. And it's amazing how precise the descriptions are, really. And they're described also as being a bit repulsive. And so I found many ancient traditions of the Babylonians and the Greeks and the Chinese all claiming that civilization was established on Earth by disgusting, slimy, aquatic beings with snaky or fishy tails.